This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Republican Representative Mike Lynch is stepping down as Colorado's House Minority Leader at the end of the day. It emerged last week that Lynch was charged in 2022 for speeding, driving under the influence, and being in possession of a firearm while intoxicated. He pled guilty to a lesser charge but remains on probation. Lynch did not inform his colleagues of the arrest and barely survived a no-confidence vote earlier this week. While he is leaving leadership, he will keep his seat representing parts of Larimer and Weld counties. An election to name a new Republican leader is scheduled for tomorrow morning. Colorado has a new federal grant to repair and replace existing electric vehicle chargers. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The U.S. Department of Transportation awarded Colorado $8.3 million to fix broken chargers. It's meant to address complaints from EV drivers who report roadside plugs often just aren't working. The cash is a small piece of a $7.5 billion pot of money approved in the bipartisan infrastructure law signed by President Biden in 2021. Colorado currently has almost 6,000 charging ports and plans to add another 1,500 by 2030. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Unofficial results show Heather Graham will be Pueblo's next mayor, defeating incumbent Nick Gratishar with nearly 63% of the vote in yesterday's runoff election. Graham is currently the president of the Pueblo City Council. According to the City of Pueblo's website, more than 25,000 ballots were cast. The city clerk will certify results February 1st. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 5:06.